WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The study of snowflakes is fascinating. We know that snowflakes are crystals, frozen water. But did you know that snowflakes come in three-sided shapes or triangles? But questions about the mysterious triangle-shaped snowflakes may soon subside due to new research on snowflake formation. Now, most snowflakes are hexagonal because of the arrangement of hydrogen bonds in the water molecule. But a new study set to appear in an upcoming issue of The Microscope suggests that after hexagonal flakes, oddball triangular flakes are the most prevalent. Study co-authors Kenneth Liebrecht and Hannah Arnold of Caltech in Pasadena propose an aeronautical reason for the triangular geometry. Snowflake enthusiasts such as Liebrecht, who photographs snowflakes, have spotted triangular snowflakes in the wild. In fact, snowflake scientific literature, going back almost two centuries, is thick with such sightings. But until this study, no one has explained why. To address the mystery of their formation, the researchers created snowflakes in the laboratory and recorded the shapes. In conditions that simulate natural snowfall, the vast majority of flakes were the standard hexagons, but more of them were triangular than a statistical model had predicted. Some of these flakes still have six sides, but an overall triangular shape created by three short edges and three long ones. The abundance of triangular-shaped flakes suggests that they may be more common in nature than chance alone would allow. So what could be the cause for this shape? Tiny impurities, such as dust particles, can cause one edge of the falling snowflake to tilt up as it falls, Liebrecht says. A single growth perturbation on one facet of a hexagonal plate leads to airflow around the crystal that promotes the growth of alternating facets. Aerodynamic effects thus produce a weak growth instability that can cause hexagonal plates to develop into triangular plates. The snowflake sides that are pointed down grow faster as the wind blows by, leading to a stable triangular pattern. Once a triangle shape gets started, the snowflake remains triangular despite any later bumps as it falls, the researchers propose. This mechanism solves a very old puzzle. Heck, until I saw this article, I didn't even know there were triangular snowflakes. You just never know what interesting information you'll get on WeatherBrains. If you have a question about the weather, drop us an email at question@weatherbrains.com.